there, and welcome to our podcast. It's called Cosplay and Cocktails.
This is Paige.
And I am Jessie, as always.
As always. This is a really fun episode.
Hopefully, yeah.
Listener, not only is this our, like, beginning of the new year, end of the old year episode, which means another year of podcasting, but it's also our anniversary episode.
Mm-hmm.
We started
literally another, yeah. Again, I've said this before, but that was convenient. We didn't do that intentionally. Mm-hmm. I think it just is because I'm usually home. I've got so much time off at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started the podcast. The first episode came out January 2nd of 2020. Right. We recorded it on New Year's Day in 2020. Obviously not knowing what was to come that year. But it has given us a really convenient anniversary. So we're almost done with our fourth year of podcasting.
Wait, that's crazy.
We've podcasted for 4 years.
Regina, I got to tell you, well, we'll get to that.
We'll get into it. So
there's a non-zero chance I'm going to cry. So, you know, I have a lot of emotions.
I don't know what this emotion is, but there certainly is a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, no, we have a... We've got a lot to talk about. Jesse, cocktail corner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it.
I made some mulled wine.
Yeah.
I didn't decide I wanted to do it until about 20 minutes before we recorded. Maybe half an hour.
You got on and you started talking about yours. And I was just drinking $6 Pinot Noir out of a Four Roses bourbon glass. Don't tell my husband. My wine glass was dirty. And I only have one because I break them all the time. So I was drinking it out of that, and you said mulled wine, and I said, hold the phone. I'll be right back. And I went and I made mulled wine as well. Let's show our cups. Tell about yours.
This is a Cosplay and Cocktails mug, official. She's exclusive. Currently one of one because you broke yours.
I did. I break everything.
Limited edition, one of one, Cosplay and Cocktails merch mug. Maybe that, we'll do a run of them.
Anybody that'd be fun.
A Cosplay and Cocktails mug to drink their mulled wine out of.
So my mug is the only one that was acceptable for me to use. It is my favorite mug that I own right now. It was a Christmas gift last year. It says, hey there, demons. It's me, ya boy. And it is a BuzzFeed Unsolved Shame of Day mug. I love it.
Now, currently watcher.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think you might have gotten me the mulling spices. Is this true? Someone got me mulling spices. I don't feel like I bought them. Maybe I did.
I have before.
But I knew I had mulling spices in my cabinet, and I had a whole bottle of Pinot Noir, and it is delicious.
I will say, I was gonna, so that was my plan as well. I was like, maybe I'll just have, like, I don't really have cocktail stuff. I don't want to go to the store. I'm in a grumpy mood. We're getting ready to record. I'm like, 45 minutes, I'll just drink some red wine. And then I was like, maybe I could make glug. And then I was like, I don't know if I have the things for glug. So I literally just Googled, like, can you put persimmons in glug? There's persimmons in here. Not the ones from your dad's house. Ones from Sam's Club. They're big California persimmons.
Okay.
I Googled, can you put persimmons into mulled wine? And there was a recipe for persimmon mulled wine. Then I was like, can I use ground spices instead of whole? And
mine was all ground.
What? Yeah. So, well, I didn't have like a coffee filter or anything to put them in. So I just put them in there. I didn't measure anything. I just measured with my heart.
I think that's fine. I didn't put mine in a coffee. Like, I was literally a pack of dry ground stuff that I dumped in the, I didn't even measure.
Good. It tastes fine.
Hey, Jesse, you feeling curious about anything?
Oh, always.
Something's on my mind. That means question time. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Again, kind of a refresher, kind of a looking forward. What's it called? Foreshadowing. All I could think was persimmon, and I was like, that's not right. Persimmonation. Looking forward to full persimmonation. What podcast, or I guess I'll say for the listeners, geeky related event are you most excited for 2024?
Hmm. So, I have two answers, I think.
Okay.
Number one is I think we have some pretty fun ideas for Dragon Con for this year, ways to incorporate the podcast and kind of promoting it along with a cosplay and like a little like activity for other cosplayers. I think we have some fun ideas that we need to workshop and but I like what that is looking like, and I think it will be good for the podcast. So that is one thing. So both of these are really hypothetical, obviously, but the other one is...
Yeah, we could be dead, so...
Oh, yep, you went there.
I mean, we don't die.
Yep. So the other one is we are planning on going to Comic Palooza in Houston again this year, and they have an amazing podcasting program, and so we are in talks with them about doing that again, and yeah, we did our first panel, our first and only panel there, and I think we feel really comfortable with that now, having done it before and having such a good turnout and response. I think the possibility of returning and doing that again and is one of my answers as well.
Hopefully we're able, it's nice. Comic Palooza is really the most podcast, I guess, inclusive con, that,
right?
At least that we go to. If you know of others, listener, please let us know. Hopefully that's something we can make like a yearly thing, is to come and promote the podcast, have merch. Also, maybe my favorite con hotel of all time.
It's a good one.
That executive lounge. Hopefully we can get that executive lounge again. It is well worth the... That's who... Here's the thing. Like, we would be... I'm just saying this. Hilton America's Houston. If anyone...
We would be your biggest supporters. We already
are
your biggest
supporters. Comp, you don't even have to comp the room for us. Just comp the executive lounge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was well worth the $20 a night.
So... Like we said, as of January 1st of this year, we've been podcasting, or of 2024, which will be a couple of days after this episode comes out.
This episode is probably like our four-year episode.
It is. It is. 4 years. We have been podcasting for 4 years. In 2020, I feel like it changed in 2021, but in 2020, we recorded weekly. We had an episode out every week, which looking back was fucking insane.
Well,
I mean, it was different times. It was different times.
It seems very crazy now, because sometimes it's difficult to do two a month for now that
I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, sometimes I wish we put out only one a month. Like,
yeah,
just, you know, ideas. And but there's times that we have so much that we want to get put out, so it's right. Like, it's just not balanced.
I think we're at our niche. At least for now, two a month. I think two a month is good.
Yeah,
and that allows us to put out some of the fun episodes that we maybe wouldn't if Five Geek Down, if it wasn't because we were like, oh, we need more episodes to get us through between cons. And those are super fun to do, and they're also really popular with listeners. So
they are. Yep, listeners really like those. So, so we did one a week in 2020 during COVID. And just how we did that is still, I mean, I know we weren't working and, you know, things were slowed down a lot, but it's still baffling to me.
Literally, the pandemic is such a blur. I need to go back and listen to, like, just listen to the podcast from the beginning.
Just listen to the podcast in general, since you don't.
I do sometimes.
What if I was out here completely slandering you, like editing everything you said to make it sound like you were a Nazi?
Like I'm a neo-Nazi. I mean, I just kind of assume that like I would have been canceled already.
Yeah. So as our anniversary episode, and like I said, like a year-end wrap up, we've got some questions written for each other, for the other person. We don't know what the other person has written, so they might be the same. We're going to roll with it. And Just to kind of get the conversation flowing about 2023 and the podcast and cosplay and stuff like that. So, I think I'm going to go first.
Yeah. So all of yours are about 2023.
Yeah.
The past year. Okay. Mine are two.
Okay. I was like, uh-oh.
Did we doesn't have mean they won't week? Be the same, but that's why I made the, I'm going to ask you a question about future. Because well, all I did, of my questions.
So my last question was that. Kind of. Okay. I might still ask. It was similar to that, but
I mean,
so.
You can always ask, and if it's garbage, cut it out of the episode.
Amen. So, Jesse, my first question for you concerning the year of 2023 is, what is your favorite cosplay that you put together, a new cosplay for 2023 of yours, and what is your favorite cosplay of mine from 2023?
Okay, well, that was almost identical to my first question, but I only asked you yours. That was my first question, was to ask you your favorite cosplay of 2023. So I guess you can answer it when I'm done.
Okay.
But go ahead and add your favorite of mine, I guess.
Okay.
Because why not? I'll just steal your question since you stole mine. Probably they're all going to be the same or very similar.
Right.
Probably my favorite one, just off the cuff. Again, I did not think about my answers to any of these questions. So, right. Or I tried not to. Of course, I did a little bit. But I think my favorite was Can-Can Disney Villains, probably.
Of yours?
That was probably my favorite of mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was probably the one I put the most work into.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that immediately comes to mind that I put the most work into. And it was the one I had the most doubts about, the most reservations about. It was the one I ended up ordering $18 worth of freaking trim that I swore up and down I wasn't going to order. So yeah, I think it's always fun to do a big group costume. And we got a lot of compliments, a lot of attention. It was fun to wear. I felt really good in it. I was really proud of it. It was the one I was probably the most proud of. It was one of, if not the most fun one to wear. And I always like doing at least one big group costume a year. So
yeah.
Probably that. My favorite of yours. It would help if I had like a list of the cons we went to.
I just literally went to our Instagram. You have your phone right there. Look at our Instagram.
I don't want to understand Instagram, Baxter. You know I don't.
I went to Instagram. I had to refresh my memory of everything that we've done this year.
Baxter, you know I don't know how Instagram works. My favorite one that you did this year. Oh, maybe the guide. Yeah, I think probably the guide.
You have a reasoning behind that, or is just...
Well, I know, like, that one you did, like, largely, like, piecing together other, like, patterns or, like, just piecing together stuff. The hat, I know, was kind of a struggle. I guess it's the one I saw the most journey on, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
all right.
That's just kind of what I just remember. That one, like, looking at them, that one stuck out to me. Either that one or your Can-Can would probably be my favorites of yours. But you are less, so like, you tend to, I think Can-Can was a struggle for me because I was very aware of wanting to be cohesive with everyone else, like more mm-hmm. than I would say I've ever been before with a costume mm-hmm. and not wanting to, and I was most self-conscious like going into it that either like because I am bigger than everyone else, like my weight would like automatically set me apart. So I wanted, like, I was very, I guess I was just very self, like, worried about that one going into it. And then, like, looking back at the pictures and just thinking about it, it was so fun to wear. I felt like it looked really good. And I was just really happy with the way it came together overall. Whereas I feel like for you, you are usually, like, you do that more anyway, I feel like, to make it look like screen accurate, or like you usually go into it with a set idea of how you want it to look, what you want this to be. And sometimes I do that, but more commonly I'm just kind of like vibing and like, what do I want that will also read as the character? What little cute details can I incorporate? What random little accessories can I incorporate? So I think that's why the guide for me was my favorite of yours, because there was less, like, all the reference pictures were terrible. Like, everything is so dark in that show that those little tiny details that you tend to obsess over are not there. Like, you cannot see them. So you had to
it was so hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had to do a lot more of like making judgment calls of just like, what do I think it would be, or what do I think fits the character? So, and it looked really awesome, and they were super fun to wear and super comfortable. So I think that's why. Okay. You can't ask me to elaborate or it will become a 40-minute monologue.
I was just curious.
Most thoughts.
My favorite of my cosplays was also the guide.
Interesting. I thought you would pick, when you asked me why, I thought you had picked your can-can, and then that's why I said, or your can-can, because I felt bad. Okay, good. Good.
No, mine was also the guide, and a lot of it is probably because it was so fun to wear. It wasn't uncomfortable. We had a blast in them. But it was also, I really liked our can-cans. Once again, it's always fun to do the group cosplays. I like collaborating and feeding off other people. It was the one I feel like the most work went into. Those fucking ruffles were so much, and it was just a lot of stuff that I, not necessarily new stuff, but just, it was a lot of wanting, like you said, wanting to make it match with the Texans. And Sheila just being such a, Tina. Yes, and a Georgian. Yeah, and a Georgian. But, you know, I think Sheila is just, her crafting skills are just kind of next level. And although I do know that I'm fairly competent, I just don't hold myself to that same level. So trying to measure up next to her made me very nervous. And I wanted it to look nice. And like you said, like, not look like, stick out like a sore thumb in the lineup. So
yeah, I didn't want it to look like everyone else had these beautiful costumes and then everyone's thinking like, I bought mine from Party City.
Right. Right. But it was not my favorite. I really loved the guide. I loved making her. I loved all the details. It's a cosplay I've wanted to do for a while. That hat was just, I think I made that the week before Dragon Con. I called my mom and I'm like, help. And it was close.
You were cutting down height like 2 days before Dragon Con.
Yeah. It was fun to put together. It was fun to wear. Freaking wearing vampire teeth was a blast. So I just, you know, work aside, it wasn't the most work. I did have to piece together like three different patterns, or two different patterns for that one. And then like the hat was just complete bullshit. It was so much fun. And like I said, comfortable, like for a big gown, super comfortable. Wasn't hot. Yeah, that was my favorite. My favorite of yours. So, complete honesty, I did the same thing when you listed your favorite, because my favorite of yours is not the same as your favorite of yours. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I like that one too. But should I change my answer?
I mean, realistically, I knew it wouldn't hurt your feelings. Like, if I really thought it would hurt your feelings, I would have just picked it outright.
Right.
I probably wouldn't be friends with you, honestly, if I really thought that something that small.
No,
like,
I don't.
You asked me.
I know. You're so defensive. So my favorite of yours is Deanna Troi from our Bridgerton TNG group. I know that, first of all, you got that dress for crazy, like $5, $10.
$10, yeah.
Yeah, you put a lot, like, I know it took a lot of work just to even get that little neckline situation done. I just feel like you put a lot of really cool details into that one. It was one that we got to alter. We both altered those a little bit from the first time we wore them in Dallas to when we re-wore them in drag at Dragon Con. I love that wig on you. I love that color on you. I thought it was super readable. Like, out of the rest of us, I felt like you were the most readable in the mashup group. I thought it was a good costume. It was pretty.
Yeah, it was fun to wear. Regency is something that I think we've talked about on the podcast, but I was reluctant to do it for a long time because I was really worried about what that silhouette, like how it would look on my body. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I'm really happy with how it came out. Again, especially as cheap as the materials were, it was one of those things that when I bought the dress, I was like, even if I have to piece two together, even if I completely ruin this one in making it, like, I learned a lot of new things. Yeah, no, I'm happy with that one. It was probably the most outside of the box for me.
Jesse, what's your question? What's your next question?
Well, so my first question, like you said, was your favorite. So I'm just going to skip and go to my second question, which was, what was your least favorite of your
questions? That's one of my questions, too.
I thought it might be after our first one was the same.
My least favorite for 2023 was my Bridgerton TNG.
I'm unsurprised at that, but I wouldn't have thought of it if I didn't just go look at the...
But especially... my first version. Second version, I had chopped the sleeves, I had changed the wig, changed the character, added a belt. Second version was a lot happier with. First version, I hated. Like, I could not wait to get out of it. It fit poorly. I did not take the time to take it in properly. I could not get my Data makeup. It looked splotchy. It looked like crap. I felt not pretty at all, which I wanted to have the pale and look like Data, but also look feminine. And I could not get that matched up the way I wanted it to.
I was just going to say, I think it's helpful for me when I do Data that my skin is so much paler than yours to begin with.
Yeah.
That I really can wear like my normal, like if I use concealer as foundation, I'm pretty much there for like pure white. Like,
it was just, the wig wasn't what I wanted. It just all around, made me unhappy. I was a lot happier with it when we brought it to Dragon Con and I switched to Tasha Yar. I was a lot happier with it. It's still probably, if I had to pick a least favorite Dragon Con cosplay, it would probably be my least favorite Dragon Con cosplay, which is saying a lot because I love Regency style gowns. It just, probably because Star Trek isn't one of my fandoms.
Yeah.
I don't dislike Star Trek, but it's just not one of my main fandoms. And so that's probably a lot of it. I just didn't, my heart wasn't in it as much. But yeah, so that's my, what's yours?
Big Vivi. If we're counting Big Vivi, I'm happy with the way it looked.
Oh, it looks great.
The only work I did was to cut the wig. Mm-hmm. But the slippers were like, I wore them, but it was one of those, I wore them like around the house and they were fine. But then like to try to wear them with the stocking.
Yeah, you could not walk in them like in Atlanta.
I couldn't walk in them. I had to wear Birkenstocks with pantyhose.
Which like was not because they were uncomfortable. You just kept slipping
out
of them. They
just physically were slipping off my feet. Yeah, I didn't know that I was going to wear the like knee highs that I wore. Absolutely no one knew who I was supposed to be. Which
your wig was itchy. It was driving me crazy.
The wig was very uncomfortable. It was a cheap wig. So if I was going to do it again,
we discussed, like, I love that idea. And your brother did Little Vivi.
Yeah, it was my idea. It was my idea for us to do it. And so,
like, knowing what you guys were doing, you both looked phenomenal. But the reason he kept getting recognized and you weren't, I think it's truly because he was a man dressing as a woman.
I think it might be.
You were a woman dressing as a man playing a woman.
Right. Like, yeah, I was trying to, like, almost, like, double cross-play.
Right. Like, it, go ahead.
It wasn't, I didn't feel cute in it. I wasn't meant to be cute in it. It was meant to be, like, a man dressed as an old lady.
Right.
But, because I didn't feel cute in it, it wasn't super comfortable, and nobody got it. Like, there has to be at least one of those in there to make a cosplay worth it. Like, there has to be, or like work that you're proud of. Like, there was none of the ingredients there for
to make a good cosplay.
Yeah, for like a memorable, like, oh, I'm definitely keeping this one in my rotation costume. So,
okay. My next question for you is, what is a skill or something new that you did with cosplay, with crafting in 2023 that you're proud of? Something you're proud of. Like I said, it can be a new skill. It could be just something that you did that you're like, oh, I'm really proud of this one thing.
Probably all the hand sewing I did on the underskirt for Can-Can. That's what immediately comes to mind. That was the hardest to keep hand sewing and not just give up. So it's not really a new skill. I've hand sewed things before, but to not give up on that and to take the time to hand sew those ruffles was probably the thing, like just sticking with it, I guess. Probably that, maybe like a close second or maybe tied would be the neckline on my TNG dress.
So for me, I don't think it's like a skill necessarily. I don't know. But this is the first year that, I mean, the first time I can think of that I felt confident enough to like take a pattern or take multiple patterns or not use patterns at all and just kind of put something together. So I started out with my Marvelous Miss Maisel second con of the year with her nightgown.
Was that second? What was before?
Evansville, Eva. I tried to find her nightgown, could not find anything in my size for under like $50 that I liked. So I just, like, I found, like, an old bikini top because it had, like, the triangle, you know, like, top. I found, like, an old bikini top, and I was like, well, it needs to be bigger, but I'm just going to make bigger triangle, you know, and, like, made a circle skirt, and I literally pieced it together with zero pattern, and it came out exactly like I wanted, and I was so proud of that one. Now, the coat I did use a pattern on. Remember calling you and being like, I know this isn't like this elaborate gown, but like, I just did this with no pattern. And I'm just so pleased with how it turned out. And I know it's not like the biggest thing in the entire world, but like, it just makes me feel a lot more confident. And then I did that with the guide, and I did that with our Sailor Scout Thor and Loki. When I put my Loki together, it was like, made the skirt with no pattern, which that's not that big of a deal. I made the bodysuit with part of a bodysuit pattern, but it was like I had to completely change it. My Bridgerton was
drafting a pattern, even if you use an existing garment, there's a lot of kind of guesswork and a lot of things where you're like, oh, like, you know, different fabrics lay different ways. So, you know, something that is fitted in a stretchy fabric is going to be too small in a woven fabric, something that's not stretchy with no stretch. So
just being able to take, you know, like, because for the most part, what I want to make, I can find a pattern close enough to, or I can find an exact pattern of. But this year I didn't find that to be true. And so I just pieced it together as I went and made alterations as I went, or just completely went without the pattern. And it just made me feel, like I said, accomplished. Like, it made me go, oh, I can do this. Like, I know what I'm doing. Do I fuck up? Absolutely. But it was just such a good feeling. And it just, I think confidence is half the battle with crafting, with most skills, probably, is just like believing that you can do it and trying. And learning that like mistakes are fine and all that, you know,
that's garb. With anything, honestly, like, I think it might, I don't know if it's like just our society as a whole or the education system in this country, but with my students, that is the biggest issue that I have, is getting them to get over their reluctance to make a mistake or to be wrong about something. And telling them, you know, like, I don't, like, I'm asking you to think about it. If you're wrong, it makes sense that you'd be wrong. You're just learning this. What right. I want you to do is think about it so that if you are wrong, you can be like, well, why is that wrong? Why didn't that work the way I thought it would? What, you know, because that's how you learn. Like, me just telling you, well, this is how it is and this is how it is, that's not. So it's the same thing with cosplaying. It's the same thing with everything in life. Like, me watching a tutorial of, you know, a triple one, number one cosplayer being like, here's how I did this. Like, that's all well and good. But like, to actually learn it, you've got to do it yourself and like, screw it up and figure out what works for you. Because what works for Yaya Han is probably not going to work for me or you, or, you know, what works for any other cosplayer. Like, we all have different bodies. We all have different skill sets. We all have different budgets. Like, so, yeah, I think that's a given.
Yeah. What's up next for you?
So this is my, I guess this is, it's kind of a weird, I phrased it kind of weird on my list, but I'm gonna word it a little bit, hopefully more straightforward. So what individual cosplay prop or piece did you get or make in 2023 that you think is the most versatile? So you think you'll use the most again? I guess it doesn't have to be the most versatile. Just what do you think you'll use the most? Yeah, like, is there any prop that you think like, oh, that could, or I guess it doesn't have to be a prop, just like a piece of cosplay attire, equipment, accessory.
I really don't think I have a good answer for this because I don't generally do props as much as you do. You love a prop.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like I do a ton of pieces that can be reused. And if they can, I normally have to rework them. I did rewear things this year that I've made before. Yeah, that I've made for previous cosplays.
I guess maybe we can amend the question of that. Like, what do you think? Something that was new in 2023 that you think will come back the most, that you'll get the most long term use out of. I have an answer for yours, but like, it is something you, I mean, I guess kind of bought, kind of made.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't have an answer. Like, I'm gonna say what I was gonna say first. I don't feel like I made or bought anything this year that, like, I for sure know that I'm going to be able to use it again. The only thing that comes up to mind is, like, my Bridgerton dress and my Loki dress, like, they both could be repurposed for not specifically those characters, because they're very basic without the accessories and stuff. But I don't already know, like, oh, I could use it for this or I could use it for this. But I did reuse my Loki cape and my Loki belt from, like, Dragon Con 2018. Loki, our very first Loki and Thor rendition, which is just kind of our thing now. I just don't feel like anything this year was that versatile or that I, like, definitely have ideas for the future. What do you got? What are you thinking?
I have an answer for mine and for yours.
Well, give me mine first.
Your vampire fangs.
Oh, yeah.
In fairness, yeah, like you said, again.
Cosplay, it's going to come in so handy when I do my Twilight cosplay.
Here's the thing. If you do Twilight cosplay, I want to cosplay as that lady who who does Jasper with the bad wig and the... You know what I'm talking about?
You want to cosplay as the TikTok lady that does that.
I want to cosplay as the TikTok lady. She is black,
She's
though.
She's a person
so
of color.
Yeah. So... Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll just message her and be like, hey, I want to cosplay as you. Is there a way I can do that, like, respectfully to you? Like, I'm not going to do blackface. Then she'll call the police.
So what's your answer for you?
I reckon, and this is, I'll 100% admit that this is something I often do to justify a purchase or a, I'm going to put a lot more time and effort into this small prop than really makes sense. And that is, oh, but I can reuse it for cosplay. Like, I think my Thor hammer that I bought, the new one, the one that opens up and lights up. So my, like, Jane Foster style. Because, like you said,
we do a lot of Thor. We do a lot of Thor and Loki.
Thor and Loki have kind of become our thing. It's definitely the characters we've cosplayed more than any other.
You know, our friends, our other Texas friends, historically Lace, like, their thing is Frozen. They do Elsa and Anna, like,
yeah,
so many different kinds.
They really are kind of like our Texas doppelgangers.
Yeah, they are kind of our, but yeah, they do Elsa and Anna, like, that's just their thing. Thor and Loki has become kind of our thing.
Mm-hmm. They're so fun to do. Yeah, it's just a fun one to do, and because I've done Thor so much, like, it's, the hammer is fun to have, like, especially, like, think, like, looking back at, like, it's just, it's one impulse purchase, like, because I got it at Disneyland when I took my mom to Disneyland for her retirement in March, so I kind of got it, and I was like, well, I could use it for cosplay, like, I don't know if I ever will, because I had a Mjolnir, like, a prop Mjolnir already, but that one, it opens up, because it was meant to be, like, a drink holder. So it opens up so I can use it as, like, to hold my cards, like, as a purse, basically, as a bag. People always think it's so cool that it opens up. Having a Mjolnir is so fun because people like trying to pretend like they can't pick it up, or, like, pretending like they can, you know, I mean, obviously they can pick it up, but, like at Rin Fair, that was so fun with, like, our pirate friends. Like, so... That's probably, like, that's the one
this
thing.
This was
that,
really,
like,
our year. We did 2 Loki and Thor this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
We did 2.
Maybe next year, 3.
Calm down. Maybe that. Hey, speaking of next year, this is going to do a flash forward. What is a cosplay that you are looking forward to maybe trying to do in 2024?
Well, the only one I think I have for sure on the docket for 2024 is motherfucking Adidas Grammy Bear. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess I haven't really, what I need to get excited about is whatever we're going to do for EvoCon, because I think EvoCon is going to be our first con of 2024 as well. So, we need to decide what we're
doing.
Let's
not worry about that quite yet. my answer for this question is, I'm excited. We've mentioned it. I think we're both on board. You always forget about it, but that's okay.
Clearly, I did. I didn't answer it. I said the only one I'm committed to is...
If we can put together some version of Merry and Pippin again.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that. Yeah. I'm definitely down to do it.
Whether it is a screen accurate, and we try as hard as we can to look like Dominique Monaghan and Billy Boyd, or we do a mashup of some kind. Like, I really enjoyed when we did the last one, and I'd like to try something else.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I did forget about it. Yeah, I'm totally down. Like, that's another one. If something's going to be our thing, I would like it to be Merry and Pippin equally as Thor and Loki. But I think what draws us to Thor and Loki is not only that they're fun to do, but because...
Readable. They're so readable.
It's easy to do a mashup and for them to be readable because of the horns, the color scheme, the hammer. Whereas Merry and Pippin, it's going to be harder to do a mashup and make it readable.
Right.
I think. Yep. But I'm willing to try. I love a challenge, especially if it's a challenge to make a mashup readable. That is my favorite challenge of cosplay, is making a mashup readable. There's other stuff, like if I'm struggling, like when I was struggling with that Rainbow Randolph jacket, I was like, I'm giving up. This is fucking, I'm done. So that I would give up on. But how can I make this more readable? That is a challenge I will never give up on. Like, right. That is a challenge where I'm like, the thrill of the hunt. Fair. I'm down. Like, I will commit to that. Yeah.
What's your next question?
What is your favorite non-friend interaction from 2023? So, like, not the Texans, not someone we already knew.
I know. I know what you're referencing. Our listener interaction, our Sunday night Dragon Con, we were so drunk and we were just vibing in the atrium as we do, and just cosplay cocktails. Are you just a page? And we were just like, what? And I still remember being like, this is not real. What's happening? And I remember our Texans like kind of standing around being like, watching, and I remember she looked like a proud mom standing over at the side, like, look at my babies. And we were just like, oh my God, and I cried because I was very drunk, and it was such a surreal moment, because it was like we were just recognized by somebody that only knows us from the podcast. We have no other connections with them. Like, they're not friends of a, like, we're used to friends of a friend, like people that know us through the Texans, and maybe even we're just introduced to the podcast because of the Texans or whatever, like,
through somebody we've interviewed or something, right? Like that.
This was a completely random, like, they just found us and they started listening and they liked what they heard and they kept listening, and then they followed along with us to know what we look like, and then they were excited enough to come up and say something. Like, it was crazy. And I know maybe that doesn't sound like such a big deal to other people, but to us, it was ground shaking. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. We had multiple times this year at Dragon Con where people came up that we did not know, and they mentioned, like, oh, I saw you on TikTok. I saw you on Instagram.
You're not wrong.
That, so, like, again, it's been 4 years we've been doing this, so, like, it is so cool. Like, it's such a, because, like, there's times when, like, we feel like we're just talking to ourselves, or, like, we can see from, you know, the statistics that people are listening, but we're like, who are they? Like, what do they want? Like,
well, and there's, like, always,
how do we give content, like, that these people,
there's always the knee-jerk reaction to be like, well, we didn't blow up, like, why are we still doing this? Or, like, which we know why we're doing it. Like, we talk constantly anyway. This is just another way for us to talk and something for us to do, because we live through.
If that isn't the truth, this is just another way for us to talk. This is just another way for me to get my manifesto out to the people. Like, it's either this, like, or I'd be leaving leaflets in rest stop bathrooms.
What we didn't know when we started this was how much we were both going to need it during 2020, during COVID, how sane and connected to the rest of the world. It probably helped us stay. And not only that, but, like, I don't know, like I said, it's just been a way for us to talk. It's something else for us to do. We live 2.5 hours apart. So, you know, like, we talk on the phone constantly, but this is just another thing that we can do that's ours. And but it would still be very easy for us to be like, okay, nobody's paying us, you know, we're not getting flown to cons for free, we're not getting XYZ, you know, like, we're not world famous. We could very easily be like, meh, is this worth it? Because it does take a lot of time and effort on both of our parts. You know, cosplay challenges, putting those together isn't free. Going to the cons, which, yes, we would probably be doing anyway. We would be doing anyway, but maybe not as many. It would be easy for us. All I'm saying is, it would be easy for us to be like, we aren't number one podcast, or we aren't top 10 podcast, or whatever. Why are we doing this? Throw in the towel. Because I think that happens a lot with other podcasters. But we are doing it because we love it. So little interactions like this are friendships that we have made through the podcast, which we talk about. And I'm sure you're all like, shut up. But the friendships we've made, the things we've learned, and just the experiences we've got to have, including meeting a random person on a Sunday night at Dragon Con who just wanted to say hi, it means the world to us. Like, that's why we do this podcast.
Yeah, which is a good time to mention, like, if you are a listener and you're at a con, we're at, like, we go to, like, please say hi. Like, I am the number one person to be socially awkward. Like, I will be more socially awkward than you are, just about guarantee it. So, like,
absolutely,
please come say hi, or, like, drop us an email. Like, we want to, like, again, we want to be putting out, like, yes, we do this for ourselves. And if it weren't enjoyable for us, we wouldn't put it out. But also, we want to be, like, there's a lot of freedom that we have, you know, like, we get a lot of good ideas from listeners, and we want to be putting out things that are enjoyable for other people to listen to. So,
Jesse, what is your top, how did you phrase it? Non-friend, like, interaction.
Probably, like, it's hard to pick just one. Like, we, again, like you said, we met so many cool people. And especially for me, like, you are a lot more outgoing than me. You meet a lot more people, I guess. Like, I meet students, which, like, I do have students that become friends and, like, students that stay in touch. But, like, I don't know. For me, it's like, It's rare that I meet, like, it's taken a long time, and part of it is the podcast, like, but it's taken a long time for me to feel comfortable, like, coming out of my shell. And when people come up to, like, or to, you know, I have such imposter syndrome still with the podcast of, like, you know, who are we to be putting out a podcast? Like, we're not the best cosplayers in the world, like, you know.
No, but we're really funny.
Like, Yaya Han doesn't have a podcast, so why do we? Like, you know what I mean? Or, like,
yes, but we don't. Here's the thing, because I also can't. Please don't think that we're just. Jesse's like, we shouldn't be doing this, and I'm over here like, we're the best. First of all, I do think we're funny. But also, like, we don't just talk about our own shit. Like, no. we want to highlight other cosplayers. We want to highlight conventions we go to. We want to entertain. It's not just the Jesse and Paige show. It's not just, look at this thing we did. It's, hey, here's a way we fucked up, and here's how you cannot do that. Or, hey, here's something we did right that maybe people don't know about. Or, hey, here's this really cool con you should check out. They have the best vendor hall. Or, hey, here is an amazing cosplayer that maybe you haven't heard of that doesn't get enough love. They're not Yaya Han.
The only type of nonfiction podcast that I like to listen to is, like, our podcast, where it is, like, I think it helps, like, if you're bored on the way to work. Like, normally, if I can, and I'm bored, and I have, you know, I've got, like, a 35-minute commute, I would call you and talk to you. Well, if you are, my mom thinks she's busy now that she's retired, so if she's busy, you're at work already, or whatever, like, you kind of, like, sometimes you just feel lonely, like, first thing in the morning, like, so to have that connection, like, you know, there are content creators that we feel like, you know, we know them, or, like, you know, they're comforting. And, like, so to think that we might be that for even two or three people, like, that is the coolest thing. Like, to think that some, like, even one, two people a year hear our podcast and they think, like, oh, hey, like, these people could be my friends in real life. Like, it's comforting. It's comforting to feel like you're, you know, it reminds me of, I'm going to start crying. It reminds me of, like, when we were young and we would have, like, sleepovers, maybe with another friend, like three people or even just the two of us, and you would fall asleep, like, talking with your friends, or, like, hearing your friends talk or joke around. Like, it's such a comforting thing. And even just like the reassurance that there are other people like you out in the world, that you aren't alone. So hopefully, like, I would never presume that we are that. Even if we just make someone smile for, like, happiness is, and time are both the most valuable commodities. So, to me, so, like, if someone is choosing to spend their time listening to our podcast, that means a lot. So we want to be able to say thank you, I guess. So if you see us at, like, that I think is why that means so much. I'm going to start crying. Anyway.
I don't know do you have any other questions? Because I really don't know of a better way to end this episode than to just really give a shout out to our followers and say thank you. It means the world to us. Thank you guys all for being here. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
We appreciate you. I think that's the moral of the story, listener. We appreciate you, and we hope that we can continue to put out content that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is the last episode of 2023. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope that you guys have a great end of your year, and a great start to 2024. We can't wait to see what this year holds for us as cosplayers, as humans, and as podcasters. If you want to follow along with us, we are on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We're also over on TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. You can just follow along with us. Right now, we're doing a Yule Lad series. It'll be over by the time this episode comes out. But if you didn't see it on our TikTok and Instagram,
by the time this comes out, they will still be going back to the mountain.
They'll be going back, but we won't be doing TikToks about it. But they'll still be up.
Maybe I will on my TikTok. I have a TikTok. I can do things.
Yeah, you do that. You do the Yule Lads leaving. If you're interested in Yule Lad, all 13 of them, go back and check that out. Or you can email Jessie. You can send her a little email. That's where she hangs out.
You can send me weird fish pics, interesting plants and mushrooms, cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes, episode ideas, top 5 geek down ideas, cosplay ideas. We're ready for 2024. We need new cosplay ideas.
What should we mash Mary and Pippin up with?
Yeah. What should we mash Mary and Pippin up with? Or should we? I guess what version of Mary and Pippin should we do? Questions for I'm going to ask you a question. Answers for I'm going to ask you a question. As a reminder, this episode's question was, what geeky event are you most excited for in 2024? It could be conventions or events that we should cover in 2024. I think that's it. Is that it?
It feels like it.
I don't have anything else.
All right. Jesse, where can they send that to?
CosplayingCocktailsPod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Well, Jesse, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's time we best be scootin'.
Okay.
Bye.